Camp Show, baby.
Every shandy of a...
Wait. All right, this starts now.
Yeah.
What in sexual terms is a shandy? If a handy
it's
is...
It's a hand job when you with a little lemonade. Hand job with you use lemonade as the lube.
What percentage hand job to lemonade?
I mean, it's different person to person, you know, I think just a splash of lemonade on the palm
is post-mix. More than enough.
Yeah, post mix. You spray it on with a little tap, obviously.
Yeah.
Hit L.
Yeah.
Don't hit G, which is ginger ale that burns.
There's actually a 62-year-old woman behind the bar. Is that enough, love? Or you want a little more?
Oh, go on.
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Squirt a little more on there.
Maybe a little grenadine as well. Yeah. Give me a fire engine.
Do you have fresh lime?
Yeah. Can I put a little salt around the rim?
Yeah.
Let's turn it into a tequila slammer.
A little salt around the rim.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's the name of this episode, probably. I'm sure, now that it's been said. We should acknowledge, first of all, up the top, not just country, but we should acknowledge that one of the trio is missing today.
Yeah, acknowledge cunty.
Acknowledgement of cunty. New title. Way better. New title. Do you reckon that Omni or whatever the fucking thing is would let us have cunt in the title?
Oh, the where we upload it.
Yeah.
One way to find out.
Guess we're going to find out.
I mean, we've got two heavy hitters out the gate for the name.
Do you think, like, I just can't picture the word cunt even appearing on Spotify. In fact, if I search cunt on Spotify, oh, weird, Joyride comes up. Gotcha. No, you can say cunt on Spotify. Trust me. There's so many playlists called the cuntiest songs. Cunt songs, songs about cunts.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, 2000s cunty. Yeah, there's a lot.
Well, our little cunty.
Our cunty, Becky Lucas, is not here today.
No.
She's busy.
Oh, yeah.
Busy. I mean, it's personal. We can't even really say, but we can just say she's not here because there's stuff going on.
We can probably
imply.
We could figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe.
We technically, as of right now, don't know what's happening.
She could be right now at Marrickville Metro Shopping Center just poking around.
Yep. She could be. She could be right now laying on her back on some concrete, soaking up the rays.
Yeah, but getting the heat off the road as well.
Yeah, soaking the heat out of the tarmac into her body.
Put a bunch of witches' hats around her. Go around.
Yeah, go
That's
around
what she's
me.
Yelling.
I'm soaking up the heat from the road. The government have paid me to do it. The state government pay me a little bit of money every week to do it.
To soak the heat out of the road with my body. Yeah.
I don't even really know how I got this job. I just knew a guy who hooked me up. It was a nepotism thing.
They wanted someone funny.
Yeah, they wanted someone funny to do it, obviously. Yeah. Obviously. Get I think someone... Matt Okine used to do it.
Yeah. He but then obviously he got busy with making TV shows and stuff.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I know Crookshank was keen on it for a while.
He couldn't get it though. Yeah. Poor Crookshank. Well, he's so funny.
They drug test.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem. That's the problem. And Becky is, of course, sober at the moment.
Yeah.
That's how she should have described her pregnancy, by the way, as just sobriety.
My 9 months sobriety.
9 months sober. Instead of saying that she had a baby. I reckon that's a better way in.
Or saying like, I'm 4 months sober.
Yeah.
And then just staring.
Like, then, don't tell.
And then showing them the kid. And like, what do you think?
So, yeah, we don't know where she's at right now, but we do know that it's all happening around about now.
Man.
Like, we're in the fucking end zone.
Yep.
We're in the end game, to quote
Marvel.
Yeah,
we're in the end zone.
Yeah.
The quarterback is about to hurl 10 pounds of goodness.
Any minute now. We don't know. It could be today. It could be in the next few days.
Yeah.
It's very exciting, though.
But yeah. If you believe in this kind of woo-woo like I do, and this is being genuine, this is the genuine part of the pod, send all the positive energy you have to Becky and Chris.
Yep.
And their soon-to-be-here little one.
I'll go just shy of you and say, don't send all your positive energy to them. Send a little our way.
Yeah. Send a little,
well.
But don't keep any for yourself.
Absolutely
Have
not.
Have the worst week but know that we're doing okay.
Know that we're doing just fine. We're scraping by, and yeah. Becky and Chris and Bob are doing very well, hopefully.
Yeah, because of you.
Because of you and because of your sacrifice. So if you could divvy up, I would like to say 90 to 95% of your positive energy to them.
The Shandy ratio.
Yeah, the Shandy. If you could Shandy it.
Yeah.
And then just give us a splash or two of positive energy to get us through the week, that'd be great. Because it's hard. This pregnancy's been hard on us too.
Yeah. How do you think we feel having a look at her?
It's been horrific. Every time we've had to sit opposite her and she, I mean, she's glowing for right? one. We like, don't want to see that shit.
We're copping the residual energy of like new life and excitement.
Yep.
Get it away from me.
And she, her skin's glowing. Disgusting. We don't need to see that shit. Nah. Also, she keeps pressing up against us to like suck the heat out of our bodies. We don't even really know why how she does it.
Yeah. But. It's fucked up.
It's fucked up.
Anyway, it's good that she's not here.
Yeah, but she might be back soon. I mean, obviously, she's going to be busy for a little while, but she wants to pop in and do a Mum and Bubs pod. So yeah, hopefully that happens.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds great to have a newborn on the mic. Yeah. If we could go for the Guinness World Record, though, of like youngest bub on a pod.
Youngest, yeah, yeah. Youngest baby to be cancelled.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We could get that baby cancelled.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
I'm good at editing audio. I can turn any goo goo gaga into anything else.
It can be any racial slur.
Yeah. Like.
Well, I won't say any now, but I'll think a couple and I'll hopefully you pick up what they are.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't think I've heard someone like say that in 50 years.
Hey, speaking of racial slurs, last night I was doing stand-up comedy in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
In the city of Sydney, Australia.
Yeah, I've and heard of it.
The MC was on stage, Jess Fuchs, very funny comic. And she was this is within the first minute and a half of the show.
Yeah.
She's doing crowd work. Hey, thanks for coming out. How's everyone going? There's a couple up the front. She starts talking to the couple. How long have you guys been together? They go, oh, you know, a couple of years. Oh, cool. You live together? Yeah, we live together. You married? No, we're not married, but we've got some kids. And then she went, well, the kids aren't here tonight, so fuck the kids. And everyone laughed. And then the guy in the crowd said, yeah, who cares? They're just a couple of N-words.
Whoa. Someone else, third man in, just chimed in.
No, the guy in the couple. The guy referred to his own kids as N-words.
Was?
Nope. They were both white. It was crazy.
What the heck?
Yeah, it was crazy. And Jess handled it so well. I actually was like thinking, well, that's it.
Yep.
Night's ruined. Pack it up. There's no way to get through the rest of the night. No one can go on stage after this. Jess handled it so well. It was awesome. We couldn't stop talking about it.
How did she do it? Or is she going to plant them in her upcoming
shows? Are
they
going to be part of Jess's tour? It was like a dismissal, acknowledgement and dismissal.
Yeah.
You know, she acknowledged cunty.
Yeah.
And then she went. Speaking of getting cancelled. And then she just sort of like moved on very quick. It was kind of like, oh, yeah, fuck. That was a crazy thing to say. You're a fucking lunatic. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. That kind of energy. Yeah, and then perfect. Moving on.
Yeah.
And I just kept thinking, like, I bet for the rest of the night that guy was just in his own head.
Yeah,
just
yeah. Like, he's like, fuck, why did I say that?
Why did I say that?
It would be so funny.
Oh, it was crazy. It was like one of those moments where you go, oh, shit, I guess this country is racist.
Yeah, or it's one of the moments where the partner goes, we say that at home only.
Yeah, we say it in the car.
Yeah, we scream it at the top of our lungs in the car.
It was wild. I hadn't really seen an outright display of casual racism like that in a long time.
With like no
reference,
no
point.
Irony, no nothing.
He
just
wasn't
like straight
doing karaoke.
Up. Yeah, he wasn't at a Kanye show.
Yeah,
just went for it.
He just went for it, and it was just
early real doors, early.
So early.
Jesus Christ.
That was crazy. Speaking of acknowledging, I just want to quickly say thank you to everyone in Perth and Adelaide who came out to see my show. I don't have many buddies or many fans or followers in those cities, so I was thinking, holy fuck, no one's going to come. And for the first night, no one really came. It was pretty quiet. But then the listeners of this show came out, took some photos, spread the word, I think. Both cities ended up filling up by the end, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
How many shows did you do in each place?
Five per city.
Mad.
Five shows per
city. And you won, what was the award you won?
Oh, yeah, I won a fucking award in Adelaide. Isn't that crazy?
What also, award?
They give them out, they give out like 10.
Right, and it's kind of pay to play, I'm assuming. You got to pay to enter the awards.
You don't pay to enter the awards. You don't pay to enter the awards. They just give it to you if they think you're one of the most excellent people they've ever seen.
Right.
And but they do give out about 10.
But and so what as a percentage?
Shandy-wise,
like awarded to non-awarded performers.
Oh, there's so many. There's like hundreds and hundreds of people. Oh, yeah.
Fuck
there.
Them, man.
Yeah.
You're
so
top dog.
I'm happy to get one of those, which is really nice. So, yeah, come to Melbourne. It's officially, this show's officially won an award already.
Yeah.
Come to the Melbourne shows, Brisbane shows, Sydney shows, Canberra and Newcastle. It's officially an award-winning show.
No Ellie Beach?
No, sadly not.
Dog.
I should do just like surf life-saving club tour. Just do beaches.
And do, yeah, yeah. And like write an hour of just like surf-based gags.
Yeah, just stuff about wax, like yeah. Mrs. Palmer and her five daughters yeah. and stuff.
Dropping in on people.
Yeah, a lot of stuff about dropping in.
Yeah. Yeah. And
leashes.
Yeah.
Calling people litters. Sponges.
What are the wetsuits they wear in winter?
Oh, I don't know.
What are they called? Hot boxes or some bullshit? Yeah. I'm not a water guy.
No, you're a skate park guy.
Yeah.
You're a classic city kid skate park
yeah,
guy.
Yeah. I'm in the bowl.
You're fully in the bowl, man.
Yeah. You're grinding. I'm popping.
And by the way, you love to grind and you love to smoke a bowl as well.
Oh, yeah.
So there's weed culture is also part of your culture.
It's a big part of the skating thing.
Yeah. Skating is weed and
loose jeans.
Yeah.
And high five and 12-year-olds that hit a mad trick.
Yeah.
Leaving it at that.
That's all.
Yeah.
Just palm-to-palm contact.
Keeping an eye out for the community.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
When Tony Hawk is in town, going down and whacking my board on the ground.
He was at Sydney Park not that long
100%,
ago.
100%, I brought him down. I got him there, mate.
What do you mean? You just said, hey, Tone, I know a good spot?
Yeah, yeah.
Come like, down to Sydney Park.
Clover Moore couldn't fucking believe it. The things I do for this city.
Yeah, shit, you know? That's awesome.
Where's man. My parade?
That's true. You should get one.
I should get a skate bowl named after me.
The dog bowl.
Yeah. Call it the dog bowl. People will know. Because that's what they call me at at Sydney Park there.
The dog.
G'day, dog.
Dogs, oh, yeah, arf, dog. Arf. Yeah, here he is. Big yeah, dog. Yeah. Big dog's coming in.
Yeah.
They call you that because you lick everyone at the park. At the skate park.
Fucking don't have to get into it.
Well, that's why they call you that, because yeah. you kind of crawl around on all fours and lick people's legs and
it
stuff.
It started like that, but then right. like I kind of grew into the dog, you know, like I got that dog in me type thing. We're trying to evolve the nickname.
I didn't know it was anything to do with your personality. I thought it was more about your, like your fetishes that you have, your various fetishes, licking, pissing, humping.
I've really tried to fucking
that's what
push that stuff to the back and act more like a dog, you know, like
right, not right. Like a tough guy.
Yeah,
tough.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's
so.
Hard
where'd you hear that from?
Well, I also spend a lot of time with the 12-year-olds at Sydney Park. And we high five,
yeah.
But we don't stop there. We do other stuff too.
Do you go on the like little bike track with them and stuff?
Yeah, I chase
just
them around.
Just keep an eye out. For
I'm
them.
Always chasing them around. Going, get back here.
Get out of the park.
I play a character of like a creepy old man that's always hanging
yeah,
around.
Yeah, it's a character. Yeah,
yeah, it's a character.
Something to do. Yeah, I'm working on some stuff.
Yeah, they know it is a character and they like it, I think. Yeah. They appreciate it.
But they've been telling you, that guy pisses on people.
They told me that you like belly rubs and you like to piss on people.
My leg goes crazy when I get belly rubs.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, but that's just what I've heard.
But I'm there to skate.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not there to play out any kind of dog fetishes. Which is just why it's so frustrating that it fucking sticks. Maybe I should stop calling myself the dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should start calling yourself the skateboarder if you want to be known as a skate guy.
That's,
like,
yeah,
if you're just
but
like, hey,
so
I'm,
lame, you
I'm
know?
Dixie the skateboarder. Well, like Chance the Rapper.
What about
that's
like
cool.
trucks?
Everyone will think you're into like Lynn Fox.
Without me, Australia stops.
You're just a Lynn Fox guy now. You're just a guy. Oh, there's trucks. Oh, is he like a long haul driver
is he
or something.
Trucks, road trains and stuff.
Yeah, does he just pop a lot of Dexies and, I mean, which you do, but but not on the road. You do it.
Oh God, no!
You do it at the skate park.
Do it when I'm flying my plane. I saw
flight style.
I saw a truck the other day.
That's awesome.
A big
man.
Truck. Anyway, what's been going on with you?
Tell me more about this truck.
No, well, I just, the urge overcame me and I cocked my right arm in the air.
You did it.
Wow. And pulled down.
You did the toot toot.
And he went for it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's still happening out there.
Me in my mid to late 30s could get a fucking air horn.
That's sick.
Anyone can, man.
Whoa, man. It actually would be a cool life to be a trucker.
No.
I think it'd be awesome.
I think it'd be tough.
You're on speed. So. All the time, which is awesome, first of all.
Yeah.
You can crank whatever tunes you want in the cab.
You can talk shit on the CB radio.
Constantly talking shit.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a couple of fucking pigs up here, guys. Keep an eye out for them. Stuff like that.
Get a load of this guy. He reckons he's... Mate, you're not going to clear that bridge.
Yeah.
Oh, someone tell him, no, he's fucked it. I told him.
Can opener on top of the truck there. Yeah. And then, like, you get to sleep in the cab.
Yep.
Pull over at a truck stop or whatever. And then go up in that cool little cab they got. It's like a coffin.
Yeah. And just practice.
Just lay up there and practice.
Yeah. Get ready for the long sleep.
I think that would be fucking awesome. Trucking it up, seeing the country. Seeing like one road.
One road over and over
one
again.
Road over and over again.
And then seeing a bunch of different woolies.
Yeah, a lot of woolies. Yeah. I mean, you'd probably dabble in like sleeping with sex workers and stuff.
Yep.
That'd be pretty awesome.
Eat like shit.
Eat like pure shit. Eat traveler pies constantly.
Oh, fuck yes.
I've never eaten a traveler pie. Too scared.
I've never eaten a traveler pie while traveling.
Do you eat them while stationary?
Yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm like, I'll get the traveler.
That feels like a classic joke right there. Like if Mitch Hedberg was alive to see the traveler pie, I feel like it's crazy John Cruikshank hasn't gone there.
Fuck, we should call him.
Yeah, we should hit him up.
Put a voice modulator on. Go, yeah. John, the traveler pie.
Eating traveler pies while stationary.
Get into it.
Do a bit about it, man.
Who is this? Just do the bit.
Trust me. Deep throat. They call me deep throat. But not because I'm related to the JFK thing.
And I don't know, kind of stuck at the skate park. It's really fucking pissing me off.
I sucked my own dick one time at the skate park.
But like it made me gag. And I don't know if it's because my flexibility or the size of my dick.
Yeah, you know? It's hard to tell at this point.
Anyway, I've got to go.
Anyway, man, I've got to go. Thanks, man. It's Cameron and Dixie, by the way. Oh, fuck! Fuck! Oh, fuck! Yeah, no, I reckon it'd be nice. I wonder if we have any trucker listeners. I mean, probably not.
Yeah, I wonder if they've made the transition from music to pods.
Yeah, I mean, 100% they would have.
Maybe audiobooks. Stephen Fry reads Harry Potter.
You'd be getting a bit of that. A few people would be reading about the magic of Hogwarts on the road.
Yeah.
I reckon a big chunk are going all in on Rogan.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I reckon we get a bit of Rogan out there on the roads.
Yeah. I mean... You're not doing 3-hour podcasts for anyone else.
Exactly. It's pretty much just for long haul truckers.
Yeah.
And ice road truckers.
Yeah. And, which, you know.
That'd be cool too.
Yeah.
Be cool.
Dangerous.
But I don't know how many of them are listening to this show. If you are a trucker and you do listen to this show, obviously send, do what we always say, send nudes to Becky Lucas__ on Instagram.
Yeah.
Just to let us know.
With your good vibes.
Yeah. Good vibes and nudes.
Yeah.
Yes. But yeah, man, I don't know. Fuck. Oh, can I tell you one thing that's happened to me recently?
Yeah.
And I want to get your advice, if I can, on this.
Okay. Serious advice.
First, before I get your advice, I want to get your vibes on it. And then I'll ask for your advice on what to do. So, in my apartment building, it's a U-shaped apartment building.
Okay.
And in the middle of that U is a courtyard, shed, courtyard area, a green space.
Yeah.
But from my living room, I'm looking into the main, like the body of the U, the hollow bit of the U.
Yep.
And I can see into the people's apartments opposite me, if you know what I mean.
On the other arm of the U.
On the other arm of the U.
Yeah.
So that's geographically, you understand what's going on there.
Yeah.
All right. Some new people have moved into the apartment directly opposite me.
How far away?
You know, it's like less than 100 meters, less than football field, yep. I'd say. But like, yeah, it'd be like maybe half a football field, I suppose.
So unobstructed.
Unobstructed view of like my living room window straight into their living room window.
Yeah.
Like mirrored, we have a mirrored life.
Yeah.
And I think if you live in one of those sort of places, you know that those windows aren't tinted. You know that. You know that people can see into your life and you have to kind of accept that a little bit.
Yeah.
And if you want some privacy, you pull the shutters down. If you don't mind, like during the day or whatever, I have the shutters up, I'm working, I don't give a fuck. People yeah. can look in. They can look and see what I'm watching on TV or whatever. I don't care. I don't know what their deal is there, this couple. Because I think they must know if I can see into their living room, they can see into mine.
Yeah.
Right? And first thing I noticed was the guy in the couple is like just lives his life with no shirt on, which is okay.
No harm, no foul.
No harm, no foul there. You're walking around shirtless, doing your chores during the day and shit. He works from home as well, I guess. So he's often shirtless. And then Matt sort of graduated to undies, mainly walking around in undies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and again, like I obviously when the first time I just saw him walking around his undies for ages, I texted my wife and was like, this guy is like just pretty much naked now.
Wait, how low are the windows? What are we talking about?
They're like they're floor to ceiling windows.
Okay.
Like it's a, we live in an apartment with a lot of light.
Yeah.
So it's sliding doors essentially, like a,
yeah.
like a balcony, floor to ceiling glass on that end.
Yeah.
So you can see the whole, you can see their whole house and their whole life.
Yeah.
It's like a TV screen and you're watching their life, you know? And, so he's walking around his undies, okay. All right. He's still, you know, whatever. It's not offensive to me. I don't give a fuck. All right. But then on the weekend, on a Sunday, him and his wife or girlfriend or whatever's going on there were both walking around doing chores like fully naked. Completely naked.
Interesting.
Dick, balls, tits, vagina, ass cheeks. Everything.
Lower backs.
Soles of feet.
Yeah.
Everything. And they weren't being sexy. They were just like fucking doing housework. Like the dude was like folding laundry and shit, taking laundry off the little dryer. The woman was walking around with like a Dyson vacuum cleaner, just like kind of frantically vacuuming the like underneath the lounge and shit. Like it wasn't sexy work. To me, it didn't feel, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, when you're like, you want people to see you?
Exhibitionist type.
It didn't feel exhibitionist-y because it wasn't performatively sexy.
Yeah.
It was just like, we're doing stuff. Maybe we have people coming over in an hour or two. So we're just tidying up a bit, putting shit away.
And how old are they?
Probably my age. Probably, I reckon, like mid-30s.
Good bodies?
Yeah, but like normal, but like not, they're not like super fit. Then they don't look like porn stars.
Yeah, yeah.
They just look like normal people in their 30s. Like you'd be like, if you were single and you hooked up with one of them, you'd be like, yeah, cool, awesome. That was fun. They were hot or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're not like, oh my God, drop everything. There's Pamela Anderson's naked across the road.
And is that Tommy Lee?
Yeah. Whoa. Like they're not ripped or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so this was on Sunday and it went for like maybe half an hour. They were just kind of pottering around naked and then they disappeared into another part of the house. And Alex and I saw him. We were like so, like we were laughing a lot, but we're also like, they know that we can see them, right? Like they know that everyone on this side of the building can now see them naked. And then my parents came over and then a little while into my parents being there, they both came back naked again. And I like stopped the conversation with my parents to be like,
parents are here, quick.
I was talking to my dad about something and then the lady walked in again naked and I was like, everyone shut up. Like, they're naked over there again. And me, my wife and my parents just watched this naked couple for another few minutes.
What did your parents have to say about it?
I mean, we were all laughing, but it was also a bit like, what is going on here? Like, They're so close. We could wave and they'd see us. We're having a coffee. We're having a fucking croissant, like a very wholesome mid-morning shit.
And so surely they would look across and see you.
We're so visible to them. And we're just like, we were on the balcony at that point too. So we're even closer and even more unobstructed.
Yeah.
There's no glass between. There's just their glass between us and them. And I can't even say how close it is. It's so close.
Have you met them in person?
No, I've never met them. They use a different elevator to me.
Heard an accent or anything?
No. You think they might be European. That's what you're thinking.
It feels European,
yeah,
maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
But
they could be European. They are white.
But what are the chances?
Of Europeans in Sydney?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you stay in Europe? You know how expensive it is to fucking travel to Europe from here? Just stay there if you got the fucking, if you're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fuck, I mean, like, you're right. Why does anyone come here?
Yeah.
So expensive to go there, stay there. Plus, they've got all the stuff. They've got the Colosseum and you know, the other stuff. Eiffel Tower.
Yep, and
Big Ben.
Yep. Big Ben's a great one. The European Union.
They've got the EU.
Yeah, the big building in Brussels there where the EU is.
They got Van Gogh.
Yeah. Amstel River. Why would you come here?
What have we got here? The harbour.
Yeah.
Boring.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
Oh, Bondi Beach. Yeah. Death Trap.
Fucking the Botanical Gardens. Yuck.
Yeah.
Makes me want to puke thinking about that shit.
Yochi frozen yogurt in Newtown and Surrey Hills. Not bad.
Not bad. Worth coming for, actually. Yeah. Worth popping over for that.
A Porto.
Mary's.
Mary's.
Come and get a Mary's burger.
Mary's Live.
Mary's Underground.
Yeah. Mary's Underground. That's what it is.
Yeah. So many good things in Sydney. Yeah. Now that you mention it.
Yeah. How is this place not full of Europeans?
More naked Europeans. On. Yeah. So that's actually a good point. If they are European. That maybe that's just a cultural...
But continental, not like Irish.
No. They don't seem Irish. They seem, if anything, like French or Italian. Mm. Or maybe even like... I can't even picture what someone from Brussels would look like, but in my head, French. They're from Brussels. So like, French, German,
but
that
like,
sort of vibe.
It's so funny, that entire story, if you imagine, if you finish it, punctuate it with... And I'm pretty sure they're from Antwerp. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you went, and I'm pretty sure they're from Derry.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what the fuck? Like,
right. I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think the Irish, there's too much shame.
Yeah.
Too much Catholic shame.
Damn right.
Yeah, they don't
Belfast, different story.
Yeah. God. But no, thank you.
Let's not get into that.
So I don't even really know what advice I'm asking for apart from, I mean, is there a way to handle this?
My vibe on it.
First and foremost,
as a Catholic, we're just two Catholics chatting about nudity.
That is true.
I
don't know if we've ever acknowledged it before, but this is a Catholic podcast.
Ooh, big time.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're just a couple Catholic boys.
Yeah.
We both, all of our decision making comes from a place of shame and guilt.
Yeah. That's true.
And so when you see someone else acting without that shame or guilt, you're just like, that ain't right.
Yeah, something's wrong there.
And I'm not going to challenge my shame or my guilt. I'm going to stick with, that ain't right.
Mm.
There are extenuating circumstances. Perhaps they were washing all of their clothes because the dude came home the night before, pissed.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk as hell.
I thought we agreed they weren't Irish. Okay. They're a little light humor there.
Spanish drunk.
On wine.
Yeah. And he just came in and pissed all over all of their clothes.
Didn't even think of that as a possibility.
And so they're washing all of their clothes.
And towels as well and linen.
And have to be nude.
There's nothing they could cover themselves with.
No.
Not even like a pillow cover or...
It's all drenched in piss. The guy had so much because he was anxious about pissing at the pub.
Okay.
And so he stored it up and stored it up till he got home.
Mm.
And then just pissed all over everything.
And his girlfriend or wife is mad at him, but she loves him and she stands by him. And so she says, well, we'll clean up and I'll help you clean up.
Yeah.
And we'll do it naked.
Because all of our clothes.
As God made us.
Because all our clothes are covered in piss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
That's an option. I don't think it's a likely scenario.
No.
I think the more likely scenario is, and I forgive me for saying this, Lord, but I think they wanted to be seen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a big other angle.
I think that they...
The more likely thing.
Possibly... get off on this a little bit.
So you
bit?
Reckon they cleaned up for a bit. They knew that you, they were like, holy fuck, we live across the way from famous comedian Cameron James.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying it.
I don't think that's what they're thinking.
Let's show him what we've got.
I think it doesn't matter who's opposite them. I think that they just kind of a little bit enjoy the thrill of being seen and then I guess that leads to the next question, which is this an invitation? Like, if I reciprocated, first of all,
for some keys in the bowl stuff, what are we looking
for? Well, if I waited till next Sunday and then I did some housework naked with my blinds up and everything, would that, A, encourage their behavior and make it more crazy and amp them up and maybe they'd start doing sexual things in
like
front of windows.
Film clip for Rock DJ.
Like Rock DJ.
Yeah, just taking off layers of skin
layers
and muscle
and, layers,
and
yeah. getting down to the bones.
Yeah.
Or would they see me and be like, oh fuck, that guy's naked over there. Oh fuck. That means people can probably see us. We should probably put our clothes on when we do housework.
I think.
Which scenario is more likely?
No, well, I think that either scenario is great. I don't know what's more likely. I think maybe they like ramp it up. Not like, oh God, they can see us. But I also think that you have to do it. Because if you just let it happen and pretend like nothing is going on, you won't find the answer you really want, which is, do they know I can see them?
Yeah.
That's all you want to know. The other option is you go over and say, and slide a note under their door saying, do you know I can see you?
Yeah.
If you do, send a photo of your naked body to @BeckyLucas__.
Yeah. That's probably the only way I can really solve it, huh?
And they'll be fine with doing that.
Yeah, because they're fine with me seeing it. They'll be fine with Becky seeing it.
Yeah.
The problem with, I can't get over there because it's one of those buildings the fob only lets you
off.
Use.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for saying fob. The security guard.
He has a name.
The thing on my key. You know what I'm talking about. We're not being racist on this show.
No, we're Catholic.
What is this, a comedy room in Sydney in the first minute and a half of the show starting?
My little fobs.
Jesus. So I can't get over there. So I could put a sign up in my window. Like I could write it on some paper.
What would you say?
Have a craftanoon. That just says like, do you know I can see you? If yes, keep doing what you're doing. If no... You know,
cover up, idiots.
I can see your tits. I can see your balls. I can see all the details on your dick.
I think you could craft a more fun call to action.
Okay.
Like, if yes, text this number.
Okay, yeah. And if no, it's a different number.
Like, yeah.
So we do like a Big Brother voting.
yeah.
Voting
and
stuff.
And it costs them $1.80 to send the text.
Okay. We set up a couple of like numbers. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on it to see if it'll happen again. Today, the dude was walking around shirtless again.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he probably had some Zoom calls or something.
Yeah.
He had to put some pants on.
Yeah, probably. I'm keeping an eye out, but I just don't want it to dominate my life. I feel like if I was 15 and this happened to me, it would 100% dominate my life.
Oh, man. Everyone's coming over. Like, it's without a question. You're like, oh, my God.
It's the fantasy when you're 15. It's just like, oh, there's sort of porn here that I can see. And it's real people.
Real naked people right there.
I can see them.
Unbelievable.
And I'll see them on the street later, and I'll have to deal with, like, that those complicated feelings.
You should try and see them on the street.
That's actually a good call. I should try and hang out and around their elevator and
would you know them if you saw them just clothed on the street?
Oh, this is going to sound really bad, but I couldn't describe a single thing about their faces. I really couldn't.
Tell us about the dick and balls.
Like, I know their bodies better than their faces for sure.
Well, yeah, of course.
But, like, you know, she's a brunette. He's got a beard. That could be any. It could be me and my wife.
It's everyone.
It could be anyone. Yeah. I think I could try and get to know them. I've gotten to know a few people in the building now. And, like, if I, you know, but I don't think I could bring it up to them.
Yeah.
But I also don't know how else to show that I can see them.
Does it bother you? Well, it's so distracting.
It's distracting. Yeah. It's, and I think it's like if I've got people like my parents over and there's just a naked couple.
Yeah.
Within an arm's reach almost.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like you, just weird.
You can't have your friends over who have like an eight-year-old kid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. We had like my nephew was over the other day and stuff, and that's weird. Like it's, I don't know if I'm becoming a prude, but I just don't think I want that in my life as a possibility of a day-to-day thing.
You could take the Karen approach.
Oh, report building management.
Yeah.
That's 100% an option. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, go Karen.
I could totally go Karen.
Yeah, that would be fun because that's like anonymous and you get to see if like you have power, you know?
I can't believe I'm admitting this, but I have gone Karen once before in my building. I was parked in the visitor car park. You have to book it.
Mm.
And I booked it and I parked in there and someone wrote a note and left it on my window that they had booked it, even though they hadn't. I had used the portal. I know that I booked it. And they said, I booked this on the portal. Thanks a lot, dickhead, on the note. And I took a photo of that and sent it to building management.
What'd they do about it?
I don't know.
Thanks, Cameron.
But I was just like, I don't know. I'm so impotent right now. I don't know who put this here. I have no way of combating it. I was so filled with anger that I was like, the only option is to show the like
I have to act.
Yeah. I have to act. I don't know what to do. So I just sent it to the bosses of the building. I was like, hey, I don't know who put this here, but it's really not cool. They're like, oh, that isn't cool. You're right. It's not cool.
Yeah, but.
And I felt really embarrassed not long after I had sent that email.
Because then you go like, oh, hang on. What's the point of all of this?
What is the point of this? What can they do? It is actually kind of funny that they wrote dickhead on a note. Fuck. But yeah, shit.
I've been, whenever I'm in the lift at my place, it's like got stainless steel walls and whatever.
Yep.
And I figured out recently that they smudge really easily if you wipe your finger on them.
So you can write notes.
I've been drawing a little guy. And every time I go in there, I just like add little bits, embellishments, you know.
Like what?
So most recently, I gave him a shirt.
Yeah,
which sounds like your neighbors could fucking use.
Yeah, they could definitely. If you could draw one for them, that'd be good.
But like he started just as eyes
and
then slowly building up. But then other people have been like drawing on it.
Oh, that's a bit of fun.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, that's wholesome.
And it feels, but it still feels naughty.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I'm like.
It's naughty wholesome.
Yeah.
But it's easily rectified. Just a bit of Windex and a cloth and it's gone.
Yeah, but no one knows who the other people in the building are
that's
that are
exciting.
Doing it. Yeah.
You can give each other little secret looks, but you don't know if that's the person.
Yeah.
That's fun.
There's an older woman in my building who, she every time I get in the lift with her and I'm with my dog Boss, she goes, oh, hello, Boss, and pats him and goes, see, he likes me. Dogs are a great judge of character. What the fuck?
That's not something you say about yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something someone else says.
And also, dogs are horrible judges of character.
Yeah, they're like most people.
Yeah, Hitler had a dog.
Hitler famously had a dog called Blondie.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know so much about Hitler's personal life. Okay, I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. yes, Hitler had a dog. Nixon had a dog called Checkers. Don't ask. Okay, I'll say. Yeah, that's true. Dogs are.
Are shithouse judges of character.
If someone broke in, my dog would cuddle up to them.
Yeah, So it's like, oh, a person's here. Maybe you'll give me food.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Do you have cheese?
Yeah, you know, like, any fuck cheese? Off.
But the, it's the same thing when like babies, someone, like the feeling you get when a baby looks at you and smiles.
Yeah.
And like deep down, all you're thinking is, this baby can see my aura and it likes me.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm a good person.
Yes.
It's like, nah.
No.
No.
You're an interesting shape.
Yeah.
A blurry shape.
Yeah. It kind of...
It is true, though. I do feel an immense sense of self-worth when a baby smiles at me.
Yeah. Or if, like, a dog you've never met comes up to you and sits down in front of you and nuzzles on you or whatever, and you're like, I'm fucking Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Same, yeah.
It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely random, you know?
Well... I mean, if you were faced with the same scenario as me, in all earnestness, what would you do? Would you do anything? Would you tell building management? Would you parade around naked?
A big part of my reaction would be seeing how my wife feels about it, genuinely.
Yeah.
Because I would just be like, oh, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
We mainly find it funny.
But, like, we don't have that at ours anyway, so I don't know what it's like to, like, see... Yeah. Other people all the time.
Well, they have this building. Let me tell you, I got in trouble off building management once for having my washing on that balcony on the interior. Oh,
one of them. They fucking love doing.
They're
this.
All about the aesthetics. So, like, yeah, it's not on the guidelines. You're not allowed to have towels or anything out there. You can only have plants and a table.
Yeah.
So I mean, if I've gotten in trouble for that, and yet I can see this guy's like the puckered skin of his fucking. Anteater dick.
Is that what's going on?
I can see the foreskin.
Yeah.
Then, like, you know, it's just not fair, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh, I think, okay, with that history, it changes everything. Yeah. I think it's petition.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like talk
to
all,
door to door?
All the neighbors on your side.
Yeah.
And go, are you guys catching the fucking peep show over there? Like,
I'm
we got
to
wrap this up.
Real Catholic. I'm going to have to get...
Yeah. Maybe fill like a super soaker. How many floors up are they?
They're on the same as me, so 4 floors high.
All right, big shot.
Yeah, so sorry. 4 of 7, so we're not the top.
Fill a super soaker with paint.
Oh, fuck.
And just cover their windows with paint.
I could do it in the dead of night. Or I could definitely egg their windows from... I could hit their window with an egg.
Yeah. Egg them.
I could egg them.
I think that's the perfect solution. Egg the shit out of them.
Fuck yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, I'll try.
And then write a letter and say, so that you're not like, oh, I'm dobbing in the nudists, be like, I saw a teen throwing eggs at the nudist's place. And just play on the assumption that everyone knows that they're
knows
nudists.
The nudists. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then building manager, nudists.
Yeah.
That's
such a good smokescreen.
Yeah.
Because you've come in with the energy of, I'm actually here to talk about the egging.
Yeah.
But you've secretly snuck in there that there's nude people.
Yeah. You're talking about your own egging.
You're dobbing someone else in for an egging you did.
An egging you've done.
Yeah.
And then casually just saying, oh, but the nudists.
The nudists, I guess you'll need to send some window washers up to the nudist level to kind of wash that.
Yeah. They're off. In 4.
I don't really know what number it is, but it's if I had to guess, I'd
you'd
say
know.
It's 407.
It's the nudist place. You know.
Yeah, you know
surely.
Where the nudists live.
Yeah.
Everyone's probably talking about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw this teen throw a bunch of eggs up there and he was muttering to himself something along the lines of, these people are naked all the time and it's disgusting. And
it's an affront to God. It's an affront to God. Cover up. Adam and Eve were forced to cover up. That's why we do it.
Yeah.
He was just muttering.
He was muttering a lot of stuff like that and specific Bible verses.
Yeah, he dropped his copy of the Bible.
Yeah, I picked it up. Pretty good read, actually.
It's good. You should check it out.
I'm not really, I was never really a Bible guy before, but I am now.
The second half is where it really picks up, though.
First half's
my opinion.
Yeah, first half's a little dated.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like, babies being cut in half and stuff. And
vengeful God. We're not about a vengeful God. We're about a vengeful building manager on behalf of me slash the kid.
Slash the teen I made up.
Yeah, anyway, I made up that teen. Can you clothe them?
Can you still put some fucking clothes on? Sorry about the egging.
Maybe take over like a gift voucher for the Iconic.
Oh, yeah. just Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, glue store.
Yeah, glue.
Just be like, hey, from the other side of the U, and we thought we'd put some cash together. Just, we know you guys have been doing it tough.
So obviously, get yourself some G-Star Raw jeans.
Just get yourself some clothes. Get yourself some
Carhartt.
Calvin Klein undies. Yeah. and just chuck those clothes on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, guys. Keep it up. Keep up the tidying. I can see you tidying your apartment. It's awesome. Nicely.
Got to have a clean house, but like,
let's cover those nipples.
What happens in winter?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't even want to think about it. I don't want to think about how much time I'm going to have to spend looking at those guys in winter.
You don't like looking at them?
I mean, it's only been once, but it was for long enough that I feel like I know them very intimately.
Will they go again?
I reckon it's going to happen again.
If they go again, it's eggs, Bibles.
Yeah, eggs, Bibles, building management.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Maybe like, yeah, you kind of run into the courtyard in the dead of night and just yell, I think he went that way.
Yeah, good idea.
Get back here. You know, a bit of that stuff.
Maybe I could hire an actor, like a young actor. Oh, yeah. Get on Star Now. Sprint through the area.
Yeah. Now we're cooking.
Yeah, for like fully go for it.
Yeah.
And maybe he leaves a note.
Yeah.
Saying like, I don't live here anymore. I moved out, but I just wanted to say I'm really disgusted by the nudists.
Or maybe it's just John 3:16. You know?
Yeah.
Which I never knew what it was.
Me neither. But any kind of Bible verse.
Yeah.
Maybe just, or pick a specific clothing Adam and Eve Bible verse. He leaves that. Done.
Done.
This is great.
Yeah.
This has been a good solution.
Problem solved.
This is old school. It's an old school app. maybe we should wrap it up. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. And by wrap it up, I mean put condoms on
and then go for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
You guys don't realize this, but we've been inside each other the whole pod.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not hard.
No. God, no.
No.
Ropey.
No. Yeah, we're soaking at the moment. Yeah.
The whole pod.
No. There was a moment there where I...
It was around...
Give it to me in shandy terms. Percentages.
It's about 12% of the time.
Yeah. About 12%.
Yeah. You'll hear it if you go back.
You'll hear a distinct popping noise.
Like that. There it is again.
There it is. What do we want to say at the end? What do we normally say? We promo things. Do you have anything you'd like to promote?
Yes.
Yes. Here we go. Let's hear it. What is it?
This Sunday, Perth, One Day Sundays is returning at the Rosemount Hotel.
That's sick.
It's very exciting. I'm DJing. Nick Loopy's coming just to hang out.
Just to hang.
Well, he's like putting on the event, but he just kind of hangs out and has fun. Gets a little stressed from time to time, but mainly relaxed.
Who else is going to be there?
Our wives.
Hell yeah.
They're coming. It's basically a holiday. Hell I have to DJ for an hour.
And like, when was the last time you played in Perth or DJed in Perth?
So long ago that I am now silver on my Velocity card.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to play there so often that I was like platinum on platinum on platinum.
Yeah.
It might be 5 years since I've been there. And it's been the five worst years of my life. Obviously COVID.
Yeah.
And then coming back from COVID, Trump.
You got caught embezzling?
I got the embezzling stuff.
Yeah.
Declared bankruptcy.
Yeah. Declared your genius.
Yep. Joined Mensa, got kicked out of Mensa.
It doesn't matter why.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll say. Handsy. A bit handsy at Mensa.
Shansy.
Got a bit shansy at Mensa.
I got a bit shansy.
Fuck, I'm going to have a shandy tonight. Yeah. All this talk about it. Shan job. Want one.
Can I get a shan job?
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, but not for DJing.
What for?
For just fucking soaking up all the glory that Perth has to offer.
Yeah.
I feel like comedians, the Perth glory.
Yeah.
Comedians and musicians have first a very different relationship with Perth.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Because every musician I know loves it over there.
Perth is the, a lot of great musos have come out of Perth too.
Yeah.
Luke Steele.
Yep.
Katie Steele.
Yep.
The guys from End of Fashion.
Yep.
Eskimo Joe.
Check.
Birds of Tokyo.
Yep.
Gyroscope.
Yep.
Did they? I just think I guessed with Gyroscope.
Feel like they did.
Yeah. heaps of others.
The Waifs.
Oh, the Waifs.
Yeah. Draft.
Drafts from there. Okay.
Pendulum.
Pendulum. Interesting.
Feels right.
Sounds right. Yeah. There's that other like hard rock band from like 10 years ago that were really popular for a couple of albums. His name escapes me, but I'm thinking of a band, and trust me, they're from Perth.
Believe me.
I can't tell you what they're called, but trust me, they are.
But yeah, it's, man, Perth's an awesome town to play in.
Yeah.
But also just like the beaches are beautiful. The restaurants and bars are awesome.
Yeah, there's good food there.
Getting around is a breeze.
Totally.
Everyone's so lovely. There was an old saying that Nick Luby, who I'm going with, had about Perth, about the men in Perth. They're either punching or they're punching.
That's so good.
If you know
double
what I mean.
Meaning.
Yeah.
Punching as in violence or punching above their weight class.
Because
as in their girlfriends are hotter than them.
Yeah. It's just for whatever reason.
That's a good call.
Like, you know, people say like, oh my God, I come to Sydney and everyone's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's half true in Perth.
I come to Perth and half the people are beautiful.
Yeah.
But they are really hot.
I'm not saying which
half. You know what?
Half.
That's kind of true about almost everywhere. I feel like every city
the
I go to.
The chicks are hot.
The chicks are hot. Pretty much everywhere I go, I'm always like, the chicks are so hot in Canberra.
The dudes are dog shit. Dudes are fucking dog shit.
Dudes are dog shit, but the chicks are hot everywhere.
Smoke shows everywhere.
Yeah, it's just aggressive heterosexuality.
Yeah.
Chicks are hot no matter where you are, dude.
But like kind of like positive. Just like every single woman I've ever seen in my life is the hottest chick in the world. Fuck me.
Just walking around all the time. You're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Just nudging strangers. Did you see that chick?
Get a load of all these chicks.
So just holding a $5 note. So it's the queen, buddy. Fuck me. Is that legal to put on money?
Is this a porno?
She's beautiful.
Is this a little porno?
You're the bus with a $5 note just woo, jerking it, pouring lemonade all over
to the queen. People must have jerked off to the queen.
100%.
That's awesome for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And her family. And her entire family.
I mean, do you think you've been jerked off to?
No, don't think so.
Come on. Don't say that about yourself.
I think, I'd like to hope it happens before I die. Hope it happens once before I die. They tell me right before I die.
I reckon it's already happened.
Hell yeah.
What if you could walk into a hypothetical warehouse full of all the people that have ever jerked off thinking about you?
And you make eye contact with all of them and you thank them?
Yeah. Thank you for your service.
Thanks for the nuts. Thanks for all those nuts.
All their nuts are in there. Lady nuts as well.
Yeah. There's like a... like a baby pool, like from Kmart, just in the middle of the warehouse.
I'm picturing more like it's a bit more natural. It's like a swamp in the
okay,
corner.
Okay, yeah. It's just a marsh.
There's a big,
there's a bog.
Big nut swamp. With like mangroves and trees, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, developers are poking around, seeing if they can build on it, you know.
Oh shit. Perth's great, man. You're gonna have such a fun time.
Yeah, it's gonna be the best.
How long are you there for?
Get there Saturday, leave on Monday.
Oh cool.
And so if you're around Sunday at the Rosemount, I think the first two batches of tickets are all sold out.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's always such a hoot.
Yeah, it's gonna be a big party.
Yeah, big dance party.
That's sick. That's awesome. Are you doing another one in Sydney? Or is it just this?
We just had another one in Sydney recently.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
right.
Which
is when I was in Perth, I think.
It was a big old hootenanny.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah.
Do it again full time.
No.
Yeah, I think you should. I think you should just make it your thing again.
Just fucking Jesus. I'm too old, man.
Well, that's how I feel about fucking everything. That's how I felt it in Adelaide. I went to...
Really?
In the past, when I would go to the Adelaide Fringe, I would like just drink every night and only ever stay in the CBD, just never leave the hub, basically. But this time, I went into wine country. Oh. I just was like, I'm going to go on a little road trip to a cellar door.
Go up there and like, did you go to that weird little German town?
Oh, I didn't. Everyone was saying to go to it. I didn't go there.
I went there last year.
Next time I think I'll go. It's
fucking weird, man.
It looks weird, yeah. I went to some little country town. I did feel old. I was like, this is a new experience. Just like going to the fringe, but having the grown-up brain of being like, I should explore the countryside. Yeah, yeah. I should go and have a wine.
And yeah, in 5 months' time, someone will say, have you ever been to Adelaide, like, you know, up in the hills? But Yeah, I checked it out. And you can just say that.
Yeah, that's now like grown-ups. My story.
Yeah.
I can be like, yeah, I went to a wine tasting, and that'll be a true thing, instead of me lying like I normally do.
I'm like, yeah, tasted like shit.
Tasted like ass.
I did a wine tasting at the Penfolds factory.
Oh, really? The factory.
But it was like a full sit-down dinner in the cellar.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
they like, you know, bring out all the wines, and then there's dinner and all
this
stuff.
You're eating as well.
Yeah. And there was a violinist and piano player in the corner.
That's bourgeois.
Playing like ABBA.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty fun. That's a bit fun.
We stayed in a hotel. There was like an eco resort with maybe 11 rooms. And it's where Paul McCartney and his band stayed when they played in Adelaide. Beautiful place. Christ. Although when they stayed there, Paul had one room and his piano had the room next to him.
No.
Yeah.
That can't be true.
They were very proud of it.
His piano got its own room.
Yeah. And these rooms are like bougie.
Jesus.
We're talking Christ. Like thousands of dollars a night.
Do you reckon you stayed in one of the rooms that Paul would have stayed in?
No, no. Our friends Dan and Fiona stayed in Paul's room.
They stayed in the room.
They were told.
Where Paul McCartney like took a shit in and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. They did shits on top of Paul McCartney's shits.
He never flushes.
Interesting thing about Paul, Sir Paul. Never flushes.
So Paul never flushes.
Yeah. Anyway, you can shit right on top of it. Yeah. Don't flush though. We want to keep that.
We're just going to keep building.
There's a little shit with a plaque in there. Drilled into the shit.
Oh, fuck. All right.
All right. Yeah.
Let's wrap it up. All right. So, yeah, go. If you're in Perth, go to that show. That'll be fun. What's the name of the hotel again?
The Rosemount.
Rosemount Hotel.
Classic. You'll know. If you're from Perth, you don't need any more information.
If you're from Perth, you know what that is. You also know what Dome is, the cafe. You probably know what Toast Face Griller is, the toasted sandwich place.
What's the chicken treat?
You know what Chicken Treat is for sure.
Chicken Treat.
A great little guy. You also probably have had a Master's Milk at some point.
Mm.
Mint-flavored milk.
You've also probably watched the Perth Wildcats at Perth Arena.
You've probably done a lot. You know, I saw Bruce Springsteen at Perth Arena.
And I played at Perth Arena with Drake.
Well, we've all done stuff. We've all been in the Perth Arena. That's what I'm taking away from this.
Everyone's been there.
We've all been to a show at the Perth Arena.
Yeah.
Some of us...
The after party for that show, the West Indian cricket team came.
Oh, that's when that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be in Canberra next weekend, one night only, the 23rd. And then after that, I'll be in Melbourne for the whole month of the Melbourne Comedy Festival. A bunch of those tickets, like for the first 2 weeks, are pretty close to gone.
Woo.
The second 2 weeks are obviously still available. But book, I'd love you to come.
Okay.
Not the people. Yeah, you probably
You don't want me to come.
You should come to Sydney, but I'll put you on the door. You don't need to book.
Thanks, man.
Also, Sydney, Brisbane, and Newcastle tickets are on sale as well. So come.
And you can find them if you go to Cam's Instagram and go in his DMs and say, hey, where do I get tickets?
And say, hey, where's the ticket link? And I'll say, in my bio.
Yeah.
So that's probably,
but you've got to do all the steps.
That's probably the best way to get to them is for you to ask me.
Yeah.
And I'll just like copy paste the link.
Yeah.
Or say, yeah, go to my bio. And then if you say, I don't understand, where's the bio?
Well, actually, Cam's going to make a TikTok tutorial video how to get to the link in his bio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it'll have like a demo DM, Instagram DM.
Yeah, you know.
And it'll go through all of that process.
You'll see it. You'll see it online.
He'll share the TikTok with you.
Yeah, I'll share the TikTok with everyone individually. So just DM me and ask for the TikTok. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, well, you're just going to blast it to all your followers, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, one at a time. It will take a long time, but
what else you got on?
I've got nothing else on.
Works work.
All I've got to do is sit around and wait for this couple to get naked again. So, all right, let's get out of here.
Take photos.
Yes, take photos. And... Take 5 with Zanro. See you guys.